We have no report, but we're sure we'll just fly through this one. Thank you, Chairman. There are two comments, I think, from the other place that I can report to the meeting. I think the first one is, in terms of housing development, work is progressing on the Sandham site in Sandham to reduce expression of interest to develop some extra care facilities on that site. So that's something we've identified previously, and that process is in train. Members of the board may be aware that the council worked out an arrangement for 75 units, I think it was, of extra care facilities in Ryde earlier this year, or after last meeting. So in terms of trying to move forward with the provision of extra care facilities, it's something that wasn't driving for us, and it's something that is starting to really gather a bit of pace now. Second point around housing is the implications of the Homelessness Act and the changes that we're going to have to make to respond to that. And I think it's just to report that all the work that we need to do to respond to that is in place and being delivered through the housing team. Perhaps the more interesting piece of work to report, and you alluded to it earlier, Chair, is that the transport operators, in terms of the first patient transport group, met this week. And have started to unpick and share quite a lot of learning and knowledge about the challenges that patients have travelling across the Solent and how they can best respond to that. And the comment I have from the head of place is that it was a very productive meeting, there was lots of good ideas shared, and they're looking for a bit of further meeting in a couple of weeks' time to keep that pace up, because they see it as a short task and finish piece of work. Try and see what they can get together with to agree on and how they can deliver things. So I think it's a very positive message we're hearing from that. And I also understand that the Infrastructure Task Force have also been working in respect to the acute services review. So that's the wider piece of work about the changing services to really get to understand the implications of that for travel across the Solent. So I think from a position where we were really worried and should still be worried about how that impacts on residents of the LOI, we've got really good engagement now from the transport operators to try and make sure that the current travel arrangements are improved and to make sure that they're factored into any changes that will make the services going forward.
Do you foresee any positive developments between now and our next meeting? Something that might be a good item to have on the agenda as a very, very, very topical issue. And I think to show that this Health and Wellbeing Board is actually monitoring it closely would be a good thing. Is that okay? So if members are happy, we'll put it on there, and that then through head of place or whoever.
I think it should be a regular report.
I think so, because it's one of those that would affect.
I think it will come through this regular report from the head of place, but to answer your question, yes, I do think we're hopeful for some positive developments prior to the next meeting.
Okay, so the outcome of that one is we'll make sure that's an agenda item for future meetings, it's not okay.